You've possessed me. Somehow, through the minuscule openings of my skin and my soul, like a white cloud of desire, you've absorbed yourself into my body and taken over every single one of my senses. Sight, sound, scent, touch, taste. All is encompassed in the entity that is you. I know nothing but that which is the pleasure I take in your possession of me and my seduction of you. Tonight, from the second I step out of the shower, I feel you. Even with my back turned towards the door, I sense your eyes like silken tentacles wrapping themselves around the curves of my body, seeking, searching for the touch of skin beneath the soft, misty wafts of steam, lifting the dampness of the shower from me. I close my eyes for a second, enjoying the feeling of my body, weightless, floating upon the pillars of steam, before I turn to look upon you. When I lift my eyes to the door, an absent, silent emptiness greets me, and my soul plummets. In a panic, my eyes search through the dissipating mist for your form, but I find nothing. In a desperate rush, I run from the bathroom into our bedroom, to find nothing but space in which you do not inhabit. I fall upon the bed, my body still damp, the towel still clutched in my hand, resting, rising and falling over the curves and valleys of my body. I flutter and flitter, my soul floundering to find a place to land. I close my eyes to calm the rising terror of having lost you. And I breathe. My ragged breath whirling inside me sends me into a heady, dizzying spin, and I feel the blood in my body start to begin its ascent into a headlong rush to the very far corners of my body, breathing life into every single inch of skin, from the sleeping, slumbering pads of my fingertips to the damp, soft skin between my toes. And as my skin begins to tingle, erupting into life, so does my breath begin to ease. My lips part softly, slow, warm, deep rivers of air traveling over the two full red plums. And once again, I can feel your eyes on me. My eyelids fluttering open, I see you sitting at the foot of the bed. You turn to lock your dark eyes on me. You swallow my soul with your gaze. And I know that soon there will no longer exist a you, no longer exist a me. That soon the intertwining of our bodies and souls will blur the line determined by life, and we shall reemerge as a perfect creation of love, lust, pleasure, pain, divine exaltation. I whimper. The distance that lingers between us is a relentless affliction of pain. I reach my hand up, fingers outstretched to touch upon your cheek. You turn your chin and place a tender kiss upon my palm, and place your hand over mine as together they cradle against the roughness of your cheek. You sense a movement and drag your eyes from mine. Your eyes trail down the length of my arm to find my other hand, fingers long, slender, slowly drawing their way along the glistening skin of my thigh, up the bone, softly pushing its way up to lead my hand upon the round voluptuousness of my belly. you feel your body begin to stir. My hand continues to travel her way upwards along the path of my skin, stopping to weave intricate patterns of no meaning over the ascending mountains of firm, voluptuous flesh that is my breast. My hand now running circles slowly inward toward the hardening pink tip. I lightly brush my finger over the nub, an arch, the lightest touch sending a jolt of electricity through my being. The towel still weaving among the dips and peaks of my body. You reach for the corner and slide it slowly down the length of me, exposing me, my entire vulnerability, completely to you. I reach for your hand to pull it towards me, letting it linger teasingly over the soft, pale, inviting valley between my heaving breaths. You sit mesmerized, watching the rising and falling of my hard, round nipple, and remember the tremor that traveled its way along my being with my light caress. Torturing myself, I lift your hand to hover over the sensitive peak, and I arch, straining to feel your cool hand ease the burning, searing heat of lust burning beneath my skin. You pull your hand away and I whimper again. But then I feel you lean over me, the weight of your torso across my body, sublime. My ragged breath freezes, and the rushing blood stills as you make your descent upon my breast, your mouth opening as your glistening tongue makes its way to the pointed, throbbing tip of my nipple. You make contact, the tip of your tongue hard, tasting the saltiness, the sweetness of my skin as I moan at the sensation of the hard wetness of your tongue upon my being. The initial tenderness of your tongue, now replaced by the hungry, urgent nature of your lips. Your mouth encompasses my nipple, sucking, suckling, reveling in the hardness of my nipple against the softness of my breast. You sigh against my skin, your breath hot as your mouth continues its assault. The steady growing hardness of your manhood reveals itself to me, the heat exuding from your groin, burning against my thigh. I look down to take in the glorious view of your nakedness, needing to remind myself of the touch, the texture, the soft skin wrapped around the hard, throbbing core. I reach for you. You, still immersed in your suckling of my breast, hardly notice my movements as my hand reaches you, and with a feather light touch, I brush my fingertips over the length of your shaft, lingering upon the hard, throbbing tip of your magnificent cock. I feel your body stiffen on mine as the breath catches in your throat and you gasp. I smile at your response and continue to reacquaint myself with your hardness, letting my fingers run the length of you, feeling the width, the hardness, the softness of the skin, the delicious curves and valleys. You collapse upon my breast, your lips frozen on my collarbone in a kiss, your breath in, out, pause, in, pause, then out, ragged, no rhythm, no rhyme, as all is dictated by the erotic rhythm of my fingertips stroking you. Wanting to dictate your pleasure, I wrap the fingers of my hand around your circumference and begin a slow, steady, squeezing, gripping stroke. the tips of my fingers grazing the soft sacks below your length, for travelling, squeezing all the way to the very tip of your cock, up and down. Your gasps and moans a symphony of desire, as your hips, in an imitation of the countless times we fucked, start to buck, as you endeavor to push yourself deeper and harder against my hand, needing, wanting to feel the pleasure build to the point of erupting over you in tremors of ecstasy. To punish you for your forwardness, I pull my hand off you, and you simper at the sudden absence of sensations, traveling from your cock through the branches of your veins to the remainder of your being. You turn your bright eyes to catch the mischievous glint in my own darkening pupils. The latent wild animal in you stirs, the growl of animalistic sensuality coming alive as a need to possess me, this being of complexities of lust and laughter, completely overwhelms you. In a rush, a rage of desire, you lift your body completely atop of me, pressing rib cage upon rib cage, your legs entangling with mine, pulling my arms, struggling aloft of my head. But then the wrath becomes tame, and you slide your hand to my chin to guide my eyes to yours. And I dive into you, through the windows of your soul, to become one with you. I lift my head and press my moist, warm lips to yours, and dissolve into an infinite array of particles, a fury of emotions and passion, to embed myself upon the periphery of your body. My lips cleave to yours, urgent, my tongue insistent, begging to be allowed access to your mouth, for you to breathe life into me. Your hands cradle tender against my face, holding, caressing, adoring as your tongue slides between our lips to meet mine in a union of a pent-up desire. And as your tongue darts along the length of mine, your hand slides down my body to find the quiet resting place between the valley of my legs. Your leg pressing against the inside of my thighs, insistent, pushing, goading, pleading for the separation of my legs, succeeds, and I spread them open, the heat of my crotch now hot against your naked hip. Your hand searching, groping, probing, finds the soft dampness of my core. Brushing the pads of your fingertips over the quivering labia, moist with my desire for you, I moan against your mouth. The vibrations fill your brain, and the raw sound of my arousal again, raising the frenzied lust within you. You slide your body down mine, your lips leaving a trail of wet butterfly kisses, leading to the secret, sweet, musky gorge of my center. You sigh softly, your breath caressing the dampness of my arousal as my scent, the natural perfume of my desire, becomes the only air you breathe. Your fingers reach up to gently spread the soft pink lips of my pussy, opening the gate to my very, very core. Your eyes wash over the hardness of my throbbing clitoris, over the pulsing opening to my sweet pink cunt, glistening with my nectar. Drunk with my scent, you know nothing but the craving to taste me. You bring your lips down to envelope my erect clit with a kiss, and I quiver, your moist lips nibbling, flirting, teasing, nuzzling, sending shiver after shiver along the column of my spine. My moans, a lilting melody of lust wrapping around you, building, building, building. My hand comes down to push softly against the back of your head. Momentarily bidding my clitoris farewell, you replace your mouth with the wet pad of your finger. You're flicking, circling, fast, urgent. You pull away for a second to gaze upon my pulsing cunt, now twinkling in the light cast from the endless drops of my juices. Your tongue slowly makes its way towards the opening. Slowly, meticulously, not wanting to miss a second of your very first penetration of me. Pushing through the tightness, you plunge your tongue deep into the burning core of my being, shuddering as a wave of orgasm builds inside me. You delicately pluck the strings of my desire with your ministrations. My breaths, my moans, my sighs, building, building, building. Pulling your circling finger from my clit, you raise your mouth once more to my sweet little knot and graze your teeth over the hood, and in one movement thrust your finger deep into me again, dropping your lips, surrounding my clit with the warm wetness of your mouth. Oh. Then I come. You lick and lap, suckle at my cunt, now a flood with my cum, as I quake with the intensity, the complete abandonness of orgasm. My body, a quivering, quaking mess, you drag yourself atop of me once more, calming my shivers with the soft caresses of your fingers and lips over my skin, now damp with the effort of climax. As my breath calms, you lie back upon the bed and pull my weight upon you, feeling my thigh brush against your hardness. The match of desire sparks again alight in my soul. Looking down onto your face, the face I've known 1,000 years, yet have never seen, I drop my lips onto yours, the saltiness of my climax still cleaving to your lips and your tongue. My hand snakes along your form until it comes to a rest at the base of your cock. I wrap my hand around the now familiar hardness as you moan. You pull away from me and whisper huskily, urgently into my neck, "Make love to me with your sweet mouth, my love." I smile at you. I drag my body down, 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 my hair brushing over your skin until I'm at eye level with my stroking, squeezing hand. I drip a wet, long kiss onto the throbbing tip of your cock before pushing down, my moist, full lips spreading over the head, over the rim, traveling in a tight, sucking tunnel down the entire length of your shaft. I swallow, and you gasp at the sensation of my throat squeezing on you. I drag my lips back up to the head, lingering around the rim, kneading, craving to hear you moan as my lips caress the seam of your throbbing cock. Your head thrown back, your hand resting upon your forehead. You know only of the pleasure of the softness of my lips upon your pulsing manhood. I suck the delicious hardness of the head of your cock in my mouth, my tongue teasing the tip, sliding over, around, into the soft little hole, urging, summoning the first reluctant drops of your juices, my hand pumping the shaft, milking, squeezing your rock-hard cock as my mouth continues to engulf you. You reward me with my first taste of you, my mouth exploding with the sudden flavor of your desire. My fingers reach down to softly cup your balls, and you jerk. Your breath, your moans, your constant whisperings of, "Oh God," fill my ears and urge me on. My mouth and tongue whir of sucking and licking, tasting and teasing as I make love to your cock. Your balls in my hand start to tighten, and I feel your hips begin to buck uncontrollably. I stop all movement. You tear your arm away from your forehead and turn your pleading eyes to me. I ignore you, knowing your curiosity will soon be satisfied. I climb over you, straddle you, my heart pulsing pussy wet against the pit of your belly. I grind, pushing myself down on you, your hardness pushing up against the soft, curved cushions of my ass. You arch and buck, your movements urgent, needing to rush, crash towards your release. I lift myself up, taking your throbbing length in my hand. My eyes dark, in anticipation of the moment of ultimate possession, dare you to look away. You strain with the effort to hold my gaze as I run the throbbing tip of your cock along the wet hardness of my clitoris. I move you, my hand trembling with desire, to the soft, inviting opening of me. And in a moment that time abandons and earth stops turning, we finally become one. I slide my body down to meet yours, wrapping your cock with a velvet pulsing glove. I gasp at the exquisite intrusion of my body and soul as you arch, plunging deeper into me, into the endless abyss. I feel your cock expand, pressing against each fiber of my cunt, delving deeper and deeper. I brace my hands upon your chest, my fingers scratching, clawing, as I lift my hips to slide back down onto your hard, pounding length. Your hands find my hips, grasping at them, lifting, then pulling me back down towards you, each thrust dragging a moan from me. I squeeze on you, and you groan. The tightness of me, clutching every single inch of you, creating an endless tunnel into which you drive, delve, pound, thrust to find the very core. And it builds. With each thrust, I feel the tremors in you increase as mine threatens to erupt over me. We groan and thrust, a fury of sexual animalistic sounds and movements. Fucking, fucking, fucking. Come with me, my love, I call out to you, my voice almost unrecognizable, thick with lust and the pleasure and pain of orgasm. And I begin to shake with the racking tremors of climax. Oh, My cunt clutches you, clutching to your pounding cock. You plunge to me one last time as you arch and grunt, your body quaking with the endless waves of ecstasy washing over you. Your seed splashes against the walls of my cunt as you empty yourself into me. I collapse upon your chest, my hands roaming your body, needing to still feel as one with you. My lips lightly run over the angry red lines I've clawed into your chest. Our bodies lie in the afterglow, shivering, shuddering from the intensity of our lunatic lovemaking. I drag my face up to meet yours. You smile at me, breaking my heart. You brush the errant wisp of hair, covering my eye as I look away. The moment too intense, the emotion too much to bear. You turn my chin, forcing my eyes to yours, lifting your lips to mine, to meet for one perfect kiss. You pull away, and you smile, knowing you've succeeded. Possession.